There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
In this episode of r/entitledparents, I'll be reading the stories of three women who have truly terrible entitled mums. In the first, the entitled mum calls the police on her own daughter at her husband's memorial for not giving her enough attention. In the second, OP's racist mum says that it's a good thing that she had an abortion. And to be honest, the third entitled mum in this episode just borders on being abusive. Here we go. My entitled mum got upset with me for not giving her enough attention at my husband's memorial. She ended up calling the police on me. My husband passed away unexpectedly last month. It's honestly the worst thing I've ever had to go through. I'm now a single mum to children aged between 2 and 20. 2 days after my husband passed, my entitled mum came by, but brought her three dogs, knowing that one of her dogs isn't friendly with children, and knowing I also have animals. We had my husband's memorial at a local park where we had been married. I struggled to hold it together, and besides brief hellos, I only spoke to those helping set up, and then I gave my speech. I approached my entitled mum when I saw that she'd arrived, said hi, and let her know my brother, who's non-contact with her, was there. Later, I noticed she was gone without even saying goodbye. A few days later, my 20-year-old, he's my stepson, who my entitled mum has never paid any attention to before, gets a message from her, asking him to come and stay the week to paint her house. I spoke to my 20-year-old and my other children's therapists, who all agree it's too soon after losing their father for their brother, who lives with us, to be gone for a week. A few of my younger children are autistic. Later that night, I called my entitled mum to chat about it, and she says, "It's been 3 weeks, you need to get over it." With that, I saw red. I let loose and tell her I'll never be over it. I then threw at her that I noticed that she couldn't even be bothered to say goodbye at the memorial, to which she then had a go at me for having my brother there as it made her uncomfortable. I reminded her that the day wasn't about her. I let loose a lot on that phone call. In the end, I hung up the phone. The next morning, I got a call from the police saying that my entitled mum had called them and told them that I was trying to end my life. I was lucky as I'd spoken to the same officer only 2 days prior, and she told me she got the impression that I'd reach out for help if needed, which is why she chose to call instead of a home visit. Which, given my past history, which my entitled mum knows about, they would have taken me to hospital as a precaution. I've now gone no contact with my mum. I fully believe, knowing her, that she only invited my son over as she knows that he has been one of my biggest supports as retaliation for not giving her enough attention at the memorial. After I went no contact, I found out that she told my other stepson that she only came because it would have looked bad on her if she didn't. Others also told me she kept yelling at my brother and complaining that I wasn't leaning on her for support. I'm so glad I've gone no contact. Wow. All I can say to that woman is, what a heartless bitch. I'm sorry, but that's the first thing that comes to my mind. There are so many things that she did here that are just downright horrible. For example, saying that she only went to your husband's memorial because she felt like she had to. But calling the police, saying that you're trying to kill yourself, something so deadly serious, which could potentially get you sent off somewhere. I mean, I don't know what would happen in that situation, but it's pretty insane, that's for sure. That is the craziest thing of all. I'm just happy that you've got no contact. All right, now moving on to our second horrible entitled mum. Now, this story actually comes in two parts. Am I wrong for wanting to cut ties with my family because they keep being racist and constantly disrespecting my husband and my daughter? I am a white woman, born in Germany and immigrated to the US when I was a child. And my husband is Asian, born and raised in South Korea, and he immigrated to the US when he was in college. We've been together for 7 years, married for 3, and we have a 3-year-old daughter. Now, my family is very racist and never liked my husband, but he's never done anything wrong. They expected me to be with some white American European guy, just like my ex-boyfriends were. At first, I thought they'd get used to him, just like his parents wanted him to be with an Asian woman as well. But then they got used to me, and nowadays we get along pretty well. That never happened. They always treated him in a mean and rude way, made terrible racist comments and jokes about Asian people around him. Sometimes they'd ignore him, and they always treated him differently, comparing to the guys my sisters got married to. I just don't understand how that can be logical to them. This is the healthiest relationship I've ever had. He treats me right, he's a really nice guy, an amazing father to our daughter, educated, comes from a nice family, and if he was white, he'd be everything my parents wanted. When my daughter was born, I thought that things would get better. My mistake. My daughter looks as Asian as her father, and nothing like me. So she became their least favorite grandchild, and they also treat her different and make jokes. That angers me so much. We've been trying to raise her speaking the three languages we know, English, German, and Korean, but she mixes languages all the time, and my parents freaked out when she accidentally said something in Korean in front of them. From that day until now, they've been telling her that speaking Korean is wrong, but when she mixes English with German, they think it's cute and adorable. They also tell my daughter bad things about the Korean culture to try and make up her mind. Of course, I've tried to talk to them many times, but they always play the victim and refuse to acknowledge they're being racist. We fought about it just recently. I got really angry and told them they're the type of people that would have followed Hitler and such. They're mad at me, and we spent a month or so not speaking. Last weekend, my parents invited me over for dinner, so I thought it could be a good opportunity to start speaking to them again. My husband and my daughter didn't go because they had other plans. When I got there, my mum started telling me about this guy, apparently one of her friend's sons, that just moved here, and how good he is. She said that she told him about me, and he thinks I'm cute, and suggested I should go on a date with him. That was enough for me, so I left and decided to definitely cut ties with them. My husband is extremely family-oriented, and he says I'm overreacting. They're wrong, but they'll always be family, and so on. Some of my friends told me the same thing. But I feel like I just can't stand them constantly disrespecting me, my husband, and my daughter, and now telling me I should cheat on my husband. I'm so mad at them that if I could, I would move to another city just to stay away. Am I overreacting? Now guys, feel free to get your comments in down below whilst you are listening and watching this, but I'm gonna move on straight away to part two to get the whole story. My mother said the most hurtful things to me about my daughter, and I just wanna vent and stay away from her. I'm mostly just venting because there's not much I can do besides cutting ties with my parents. So, a few weeks ago, I found out I was pregnant again. It wasn't planned, but me and my husband already had plans of having a second child in the future, so we were really happy about it. Days after I found out about the pregnancy, I had a miscarriage. When I told my mum about it, she told me these exact words. You need to start taking care of yourself and get into birth control or close your legs. You're not a teenager anymore. You already have an unwanted kid that looks like she has coronavirus. At least you were lucky to get rid of the second one. Those were the most hurtful things someone ever said to me. My daughter was also unplanned because me and my husband were being stupid, but we were already adults. We knew the consequences, and she was never a problem. She's our world now, and we're a very stable family. I don't know how the second pregnancy happened. I was on birth control. But again, it wouldn't be a problem, and we were happy about it. I never thought my own mother could be so mean to me and my daughter, and I feel really hurt. I know her opinions, but her racism towards my daughter was very subtle before, which isn't better, but it's less hurtful than when it's said out loud. She's never said anything like that to my siblings, and she absolutely loves her other grandkids. All of them are white, by the way. I'm sure this is pure racism, and that if it wasn't for the fact that my daughter and husband are Asians, my parents would treat them completely differently. I've tried being patient, talking, asking for respect, but they won't listen to me. All I want right now is to move to another city to stay away from them. Yeah, nuts, that's just blatant racism right there. Even if it's not, you know, completely outright, subtle doesn't make it any better. I'm sorry, but your entitled mum is a filthy racist. That's disgusting. What's crazy to me is that it's racism even despite the fact that she knows how perfect this person is for you and she knows how much you love them. Now look, don't get me wrong, I'm not a racist, but let me try and put myself in a racist shoes for a second. I've got all these preconceptions and wrong opinions about a race. Fine, surely those like original thoughts then come crashing down when I see my own daughter marry someone who they love so much and is such an amazing person, right? I don't know, like, go with me here. This logic is crazy, but I'm trying to kind of understand it from this mom's perspective. But no, even then she's like, oh, he's Asian, screw him. I guess that's just the life of a racist. Ridiculous.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now moving on to our third story of today's episode. Mum doesn't want daughter to be independent. I am a 28-year-old woman, and I've always lived with my mum. Currently, I'm a student at a university, and I'm working towards a master's degree. Many people might think, high time to go out and live your own life. But my mum doesn't see things that way. When I was a teenager, my mum would threaten to throw me out if I was disobedient. When I became an adult, I openly talked about wanting to move out and get a job, but she is strongly against the idea. We live in a foreign country where she still hasn't learned the language after 15 years. I'm basically her live-in personal assistant. I do house chores, including repairs and shopping, and I handle phone calls, take dictation, and act as her translator and interpreter. Now, all of that still isn't enough. She's upset when I don't also organize vacations for her, but gets angry at me when I do and the vacation isn't to her liking. She has no other relatives, no friends, and she has a chronic illness that acts up from time to time and gives her pain. I've always tried my most to support her and do things together to make her feel less lonely. I genuinely feel sorry for her, but I can't live my life out as a personal assistant. I'm a social person. I like to be around people, and I especially like to be with my boyfriend. But she gets extremely upset over any deviation from our daily routine, no matter how minor. If I befriend a new person, she belittles that person behind their back and tries to persuade me to sever ties with them. When I was a kid, I used to do that and lose lots of good friends that way, which she later on would use as evidence that I have no people skills and my friends were traitors. As an adult, I'm not so quick to defriend somebody just because she doesn't like them. And to this day, she still insults my best friends behind their backs and mocks me when I'm on voice calls with my friends, gaming together. It gets even worse when I try to date somebody. She doesn't care if I'm in a relationship, but she doesn't want me to meet up with or visit my boyfriend unless she is present. And if I insinuate that I'll go to him anyway, she threatens to stop paying my allowance. It's for my own good, she says, because she can't trust him yet, and probably never will. And it's her money, so her rules. There's an added level of irony there, because since I was a teenager, she's talked about how she dreamed of me getting married and starting my own family. Like with my friends, she finds new ways to spin things my boyfriend does into a mean light. He could be a prince in shining armor descended from the heavens, and she'll still find something to complain about him. Today, the pettiness reached a whole new level. I feel guilty and angry at the same time. The incidents. I came late for breakfast, so she ate without me, and has since been giving me the silent treatment, which is the tactic I hate the most. She's done this quite often, and as a teenager, it broke me down a few times, and I wound up sobbing for forgiveness. Even now, it upsets me a lot. Even when I apologize for getting up late, she doesn't respond. Total hardcore ignore. It doesn't help that it's very hard to get to the bottom of why she's upset when she is. Once she let slip that she's worried I won't take care of her when she's older, and I think it's a sign that she's afraid that one day her personal assistant will have her own life. And then she'll have nobody, because she had successfully pushed away many people with her meanness. And ironically, the more she clings to me, the more I feel like running far away. Having a heartfelt talk with her never works, because she interrupts and yells and fixates on how I'm an ungrateful, deceitful leech who'll abandon her at the drop of a hat. Oh wow, every single characteristic of a narcissist is present in your entitled mother. Go and make friends, but also, I don't like your friends. Go and have a boyfriend, but also, you're only allowed to see him when I go with you. It's just crazy. Like, give this girl some independence. You know, it's just ridiculous, to be honest. My only advice to OP would be, you need to go and start living your own life. Like, you have to sack this woman off. I'm sorry, I know it's your mother, and I know it's easy for me to say, sat here in my bedroom with my keyboard. It's time for you to get out there, live your own life. Because as you said, you cannot be your own mother's personal assistant for the rest of yours. Oh, and by the way, if you are listening to this episode on a podcast platform and you didn't realize, I also post these on my YouTube channel. Just search for Redditor. And if you're watching this right now on YouTube and you can see my lovely room and my lovely keyboard, you're probably thinking, what are you talking about? I didn't know you had a podcast. Well, I do. Spotify, Apple, search Redditor. I'm there. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. Really hope you've enjoyed it. Three mental cases of three mental mothers, that's for sure. If you are new around here, subscribe, follow, like, do everything you can. At minimum, that is the minimum requirement. Sorry, it just is. If you want more right away, check out this playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos. And I will see you guys very shortly tomorrow with another Reddit episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.